Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 430 of the Mail Right Show. John and I were actually having a lively conversation about this exact subject, and here's what the subject is. ChatGPT, an AI mastermind for real estate agents. Now, mastermind is an old Napoleon Hill concept that John may or may not know, and it is definitely something that he probably pulled out of like a keyword titling thing. But a mastermind is generally you take people who have different parts of an expertise and you put them together in one room and you discuss it. Right now, the mastermind is going to be John and I, but we're hoping that all of you will make this a more live, robust conversation wherever you see this content, wherever you listen to it, which is a podcast tool or like YouTube. We're going to ask you to do us a favor and join this conversation. And any experiences that you've had with ChatGPT as it applies to practically applying it to your real estate business, we want to know. Right, John?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Go. Yes. Go. Yes. Really.
Oh, yes.
We would really love to hear from
you. Well, I was going to tell him how they can join us.
We do this
safely Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can, if you go to the Mail-Right YouTube channel or the Mail-Right Facebook page, you can ask us questions. You can be part of the discussions. We're quite open to answer any questions during the show, and you can be part of the discussion. So remember, join us at 2 p.m. every Thursday.
Brilliant. What John said, agreed. As John constantly will say in the show notes, we will both say, actually, he does the donkey work on the show, which is just his own English way of saying he produces the show. And so he most of this stuff is on his channels because I'm not putting it on the inbound
RE. I don't like being classified as a donkey, folks.
You classified yourself that way.
I like donkeys, especially if you've got carrots in your pockets. But me and Rob, we're not puppy killers. That's the main thing.
Wow, that was a tangent. But yes, we're not puppy killers. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna open up this conversation. But before we do, there's an English bloke whose voice you're hearing, and some of you may not know this gentleman. So I'm going to ask that gentleman to introduce himself. So if you'd like to know him a little better, you have a way to do that. Go ahead, John. Introduce
yourself. Yeah, I just want to know, Rob, who publishes a book and says they shot their puppy and then they kill a goat? You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't keep up with popular culture. So you're probably referencing something really popular.
No, I have no. Some crazy lady that's a governor, and she wrote a book where she says she shot a puppy dog.
What?
And also she got rid of a goat that she did like as well. It's horrible, isn't it, Rob?
Well, sounds like a psychopath to me, but whatever. That is what it is.
I've got my faults, Rob, but I'm an animal liver at heart.
Well, us poor, soft West Coast liberals not wanting to kill animals and stuff like that. Yeah, we're big old wimps out here. So I'm going to go with you on the not killing a puppy dog with your own two hands or whatever.
No, she done it with a rifle. She shot it right between the eyes, as you do.
Okay. Well, at least she made it quick. Yeah. I don't know. All right. So, John, you haven't introduced yourself yet. You were really on one today. Can you please tell everybody how to find you if they would like to?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We build really great-looking websites on WordPress. Plus, we've got a CRM, a lead-generated platform, does text messaging, email, got a social media calendar, and a way of you getting better reviews for Google and for whatever platform you need your reviews on. So it's a great system, folks, at a great price. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Newman. I am the founder of Inbound RE. I'm another founder, no surprise, and I do SEO. search engine optimization, which means that we can get videos found on YouTube. I can get your hyperlocal profile ranked against your competitors for Google My Business, which is Google Maps functionality. I can get you found in traditional search. And I also build websites just like John does. But I am a different classification. I am more of a marketing company that builds websites as opposed to a website company that markets. So if any of you are interested in any of that, go to inboundrem.com. And true to the inbound marketing bit, we have massive amounts of information that will teach you how to do all this stuff for free. You do not need to hire me. So if you're interested in learning about real estate SEO, go to my website. YouTube SEO, go to my website. Hyperlocal, go to my website. It's all there. It's all free. And then most of it is written by me or highly touched by me as my team writes it. Okay, with having said that, let's jump right into our meaty subject, which has taken us a grand total of 6 minutes to get into today, which is a record.
It's all my fault, isn't it? You're gonna blame me anyway, aren't you?
So experience a paradigm shift in real estate dynamics of ChatGPT and AT and an AI mastermind. So let's talk about automation. John did a whole bunch of notes on this here today, and he's got a number of subjects, which I'm just going to briefly recapitulate for the audience. Property listings, email and social media marketing campaigns, personalizing emails and property listings again, emails and texts, script writing, ideas and topics, drafting documents, legal documents, summarizing long documents into short abstracts, translating email and text, enhance customer support. So effectively, these are the areas that we've heard a lot about AI improving. I'm just going to give this disclaimer. John and I had a long conversation about AI before the show started. John was saying how useful it was for a person that has dyslexia. I was saying how I haven't actually managed to find a completely perfect application yet for it. I use it, but it barely saves me money because we have to edit our, like, every page that we write with it. So it is so far a little bit tricky if you're trying to make sure that your voice sounds authentic. However, we do both believe that there are some strong applications. We may come at this slightly differently. So having said that, number one, writing property listings. Why don't you share with me what you were thinking when you said to use AI for property listings?
Well, I think it's the blank page syndrome, as I'll put it. You know, if you've got to knock out some listings and you've got the blank page, you say, oh, I just can't do this. I just cannot face this today. So you leave it for the next day. And then something comes up because you're a real estate agent. And then the next day comes up and you still ain't done it because it's the blank page syndrome. Mm-hmm. Well, using AI, it can really help if you're suffering from the blank page syndrome, as I call it. You know, you're facing that Word document or Google, whatever you're using to write. And it just gets you over the hump using AI, but you're going to have to edit it because it could get facts wrong, basically. So you are going to have to check it. But I think it is a really great thing if you're suffering from that blank page syndrome.
I don't disagree with you. I think there's a lot of limitations and things of that nature. In terms of, I think you have to be very, very, very cautious.
Well, I think the problem with it is you start knocking it out and you don't check it and you send it out. That's the main problem, isn't it?
I wouldn't disagree with that. Listen, blank page syndrome, as it was just described, I'm in agreement with that. Okay. My hesitation, the reason I'm sitting here is that I haven't had very many clients that really read this stuff. So making that recommendation, maybe you read it, John. And I believe that if you're going to say, hey, I read it, I'm going to go, of course you read it, you know, but to say, Like, I'll give you all an example. There is, some of this could have been written by AI, and some of it absolutely positively wasn't. Let's see if everybody in the audience can guess what's what. So here's a listing that was for one of my favorite agents that I follow, Christoph Chu, and this is what he wrote. We just listed this stunning new home, embrace the pinnacle of Beverly Hills luxury living on one of the best streets in the coveted flats, introducing a mesmerizing newly constructed masterpiece listed at $23,950,000, just completed in 2024. This architectural marvel boasts 7 opulent bedrooms, 10 lavish bathrooms across an expansive 11,446 square foot floor plan. Nestled on a substantial 15,580 square foot lot, every inch exudes contemporary grandeur blended with timeless design. From the intricate pathways leading to serene outdoor lounging areas to the bold lines and soaring ceilings within, each space captivates with its blend of elegance and state-of-the-art amenities. This residence is not a statement of luxury. It's a canvas where your most cherished memories will unfold. Discover the epitome of Beverly Hills elegance, a home where every detail caters to the pinnacle of high-end living. What do you think?
Well, you sold it to me, Rob. It's a bargain at 23 million, isn't it?
Exactly. But I would say that less than 10% of that could have been written by AI, had you wanted to. So when you're putting it on the page and saying, let's use AI to get a conversation started, I feel like you would have probably mostly rewritten that. Is it still a good tool? Yes. Would it work for a certain set of people? Super ADHD, super neurodivergent, dyslexic? Yes, it would. It would probably allow your creative juices to trigger. But for everybody else, I think it would mostly be confusing, in my opinion. There's no way that Christoph used AI for this or could even use AI for something like this.
We have to agree to disagree there. I see where you're coming from, though. And it's not that I'm just...
How would AI even come close to getting any of that those details right?
Well, I thought it was a bit too wordy anyway. I think most people are going to look at the images, going to look at the video, and I think you could half that in size. It was pretty good writing, but it was going on a bit for my taste.
Got you. Well, for ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the very, very, very rare occasions where John and I strongly disagree. We occasionally disagree. We don't usually strongly disagree. I think that when you're competing for a $24 million property, things like, it's a canvas where your most cherished memories will unfold. Like the John flaffing because he's not...
Well, I'm a cynical English dickhead.
I think that a certain level of person is going to appreciate the poetic flourish. And and the level of person that I mean is somebody not necessarily educated, much more as driven, who's going to appreciate the creativity of somebody like Christoph. And seeing as how Christoph is traditionally...
I love the guy. He's been on the show. He's a great guy. I really enjoyed our interview. Hopefully he might come back on it. Have to rustle him out, won't you?
All right.
But, it's just not that kind of language, isn't my cup of tea. You know, it's just shorter the better. But, you know, everybody's different, you know.
Fair enough. Number two, creating 10... And ladies and gentlemen, right there is probably the defining difference, the defining debate between you and AI, okay? It's going to depend on who you are. It probably also explains for everybody listening to the show why I'm not using it very much, and John is, which is not to knock anything. If you're a nuts and bolts, up-in-your-face kind of marketer, pure and simple, AI can do a fantastic job for you, and it can save you a lot of time. If you're already somebody who is probably leading or creating the ideas or creating a thought leader, whether that's for real estate or anything else, then AI is probably actually going to lower the quality of your work output, and you're going to be like...
I've been using it for over a year now. I was an early adopter, and I've got my suite of tools now, my AI tools. Mm-hmm. And it took over a year of trying different tools, and I spent a bit of money on AppSumo. It's a website, folks, where you can buy new technology at a discount price. And some of the tools I bought didn't really work out. They were rubbish, didn't really work for me. Other tools, I've got enormous value, but it's taken me over a year of different trying, different things, different processes. So that's my experience. It, you know, you've got to play around with it and you've got to find different tools for different scenarios. I think it's made a big difference in my output.
Beautiful. All right. So number two, are you using it to do email and social media marketing campaigns? You've got that on number two on the list, creating 10 email and social media marketing campaigns. Do you use ChatGPT for these things?
Yeah, for my newsletter parts of it, I do utilize it, but I read it, I edit it, I humanize it, as I call it, humanize. I'm not sure that word actually exists, but it should do, shouldn't it, Rob? It's not a bad word.
It does exist.
Humanized. I kind of insert my humor. Well, some Americans don't think I'm very humorous, do they, Rob?
You are very English. I will say that.
Yes, I am very English.
Go ahead, but you use it.
Is that dramatic? Is that because you're
my... You think it's helped you?
Well, is that... Are you... Because you're my associate. We've never met in person, have we?
No.
But one day we'll have to, won't we? I think you appreciate some of my comments, but other people think I'm a total...
I love English humor.
Yeah, you do. So.
But I'm a dick too, so yeah, what does that say for either one of us? All right, so we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen, because John has... I have twice asked him the question about his email and using it, and he's only kind of answered it once. So we're just going to come back from break and jump into number three, which is personalizing property listings and emails. I do not use ChatGPT for any of our emails or social media marketing campaigns. I find the editing process tedious. Yes, I can produce something in a second. I've done it many times. And then I completely rewrite it, which drives me crazy. So I don't use it. But that's, again, just the defining difference between us. I can make a social post, though, in under 20 seconds. So it has some value. There are some areas I do use ChatGPT in, which are don't appear to be in John's email, but I will cover them in the bonus section at the end of the video. I also have a high level of hope for some technology that is related to AI that is John didn't cover here, and I'm going to cover that too. So we'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the MailRight Show. We're coming back from a very long, heated discussion. No, I'm just kidding. We're not. It was 2 seconds after I said break. But we're going to jump right back into the subject matter on for the show today, which is personalizing property listings and emails. Every potential tenant or has different requirements and tastes when it comes to the property. While some people prefer natural and light space, others might prefer the importance of clean subterranean stations. All right. So there is one area where I would agree with John. I don't know if that's what he intended or not, but I'm going to jump in here because I've been handing this off to John many times. But there is something called tone. Very few clients of mine in real estate ever talk to you about tone. You can do personalized, folksy, happy, upbeat, clinical, technical. There's all these tones that you can hit, and tools like Grammarly and other tools that we do use inside our business oftentimes can alter or change the tone of something for you. Now, I don't get this often in my business. We don't oftentimes getting somebody saying that they want to change the tone. However, every once in a while you come across like an English major or something like that, or a lawyer or somebody who's got some kind of very high pedigree, degree that I do. And every time they tend to be extremely time consuming clients. So,
That's very tactful.
I struggle with that one. So some of the time you want to make sure that you're nailing the kind of writing that they want. And in this one circumstance, ChatGPT could do an incredibly fast, efficient job of producing three or four totally different things about what they were asking. In that one case, I could see ChatGPT saving me many hours of time. And I really like it for that. John, that's what I, when I read this statement, that's what I heard. That's what I saw. That's what I wanted to comment on. Heidi, what do you think? What did you mean when you put this on here?
Well, basically what you've outlined, but I kind of use Grammarly. It's a great tool. And then I use another product called Hemingway. Hemingway really helps. It depends on how important I think the piece, because Hemingway, it's very different, folks, to Grammarly. You probably heard of Grammarly. I would highly recommend it. I got the pro version. Grammarly and Hemingway. Hemingway, the free version is pretty good, but I've actually got the paid version on both. Hemingway, you put stuff in and it tells you the tone, and also because most people read at the recommendation is you write most of your material at a grade 7 level. Mm-hmm. And most people, their writing style, and I think I've got somebody in front of me on what that might write a bit sophisticated. You actually need to tone it down to a grade 7 level for it. But it just depends on the target audience, obviously.
Yeah, you're right. For SEO, John is 100% correct. And actually, for search engine optimization, John has touched on one of the very few things that I don't follow exactly along. Neil Patel, who's a guy that I've read extensively, and one could say, argue that he's been my mentor in SEO. He's certainly been one of them. I've referred to countless of material, attended countless webinars. Neil has been fantastic. And he doesn't know me, never met me, doesn't know who I am. But he says, do 6th, 7th grade. So does Nathan Gotch. The only guy that doesn't necessarily go along with everything is Brian Dean. In terms of major, like...
You know, Brian Dean's turned me down 3 times to go on my other podcast. I've pursued him over about 10 years and he said no 3 times. Gosh, he's the only person that's done that.
There's probably reasons for that.
Yeah.
But so, ladies and gentlemen, listen, John's right. Your reading is supposed to be easy and understandable. And I tend to drift towards the theatric. That's probably because I am, in my personal life, I'm somewhat of an artistic goth-like poetry guy. And so I do use a lot of flowery words. My lead writer does too. He has a degree from Oxford in writing, which is probably why he appealed to me so much. He's not a native SEO guy. Technically, neither am I. We're more like writers. Now, that probably creates a lot of the tonality that you're getting from me on ChatGPT, and you really should take my thoughts about it with a grain of salt. If you're looking for 6th or 7th grade stuff, you're looking for something to save you some time, you're not dealing with, if you're anywhere where your audience, Virginia, and I can go on and on, where your audience is not sitting here trying to think, check your work for its creative license or flair, ChatGPT is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's not meant for, and when it comes to long form, I produce a lot of content, and I normally add video to almost all of it where I put across my personality. But that's why you have to use something like Hemingway, because it would chat with these AI writing tools, folks. When it comes to medium to long form, it tends to be wordy. And almost all of it, I have to do a strong edit and remove quite a bit of it and then add a bit of my own, put it in Hemingway, clean it up, and add video and other bits to it to make it more unique. Resource that Google's looking for, but most people, they tend to their writing style is too sophisticated, for their target audience. But that's a generality, but that is generally the situation.
Just a quick note for everybody, including John. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not doing some of these like high degree of edits, and you know, like I'm just going to say from an SEO perspective, I've spent an entire year watching Google pummel what they're calling low quality content. It's another way of saying if you've written something that resembles, widely resembles somebody else's content, and you don't have video or something on there separating the page from other people, you are not going to do shit inside the SEO world. So please don't look at this as that. If you're looking to do some technical writing, fill a website up and have it be useful and informative, but not necessarily rank for SEO, by all means, proceed forward with ChatGPT and other tools. It is almost taking a professional designation to understand what you could and could not do with ChatGPT and rank for SEO safely. That's probably a whole show unto itself, John.
Well, it might do that next week. Shall we do that next week?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's keep going with this one, though. Improving your emails and texts. Now, here, finally, is likely someplace we would agree heavily. So go ahead and share your thoughts here.
Oh, sorry. Which one we do?
Improving emails and texts. Is that not where we're on?
Yeah. Or did? Shall we move on?
Because I think writing scripts. Yeah. Writing scripts.
Yeah. I think that really can, because you've got TikTok, you've got Instagram, you've got short form on YouTube. We've covered this. We've actually even covered the tools that can help you put in a long form video and then cut it up. I haven't done it really because I've been focused on about three specific social media platforms that I've been just individualizing the content on these different platforms because they're targeted at slightly different audiences. The three that I publish a lot to YouTube, I publish a lot to LinkedIn, and I do a lot of SEO writing articles, but they're aimed at slightly different audiences. So that's what I concentrate. But I think for real estate, doing video and then utilizing these tools and that enable you to write scripts. There's even a tool that a lot of people, they can't, it took me a long while to be able to look straight into the camera and just yak, basically, and write bullet points and memorize them. I've always had a good memory of memorizing a lot of information. So I don't find it difficult. Other people find that really difficult. So they have their notes and they write the whole thing out. So you're moving back and forth. Well, there's actual technology. You're looking at your notes back. It actually forms the video. So your eye's always at the camera. It's amazing. So there are technologies that are really in the AI space, especially around video script production, that are really quite useful, Robert.
Copy in. So my team is using ChatGPT for metadata, which I didn't realize. I just logged into our ChatGPT account to do some support research for this show that we're doing right now and discovered that they're seemingly using some ChatGPT stuff for what they're calling a CTA, which is like click-through language. And so discover the serenity of Alga Caliente Ranch Estates in East Tubac. Explore spacious properties nestled in breathtaking natural surroundings. Don't wait. Visit us today. The click-through was visit us today to find your dream home. It's not bad. As a matter of fact, I would argue it's probably as good as anything of that my junior SEO guys would do. So it's probably improving our overall quality at a certain level as it relates to massive work that we're doing on the client side. I feel like it would do the same thing for you guys, the people listening to the show. Writing scripts is another thing. Write a script about Caliente Ranches in Tubac. Caliente Ranch. Tubok, it's probably not going to be descriptive enough. I probably need to make it like what kind of script. Sure, here's a script for a video. Okay. Drone footage at the expanse of landscape surrounding it. So opening shot. So it's drone footage, narrator. Welcome to Caliente Ranch, a hidden gem nestled in the heart of Tubok, Arizona. Here's the promising tranquility. Scene transition, aerial view of the ranch properties in the morning sun casting a gleaming light. Narrator at Caliente Ranch. Each home is a masterpiece designed to blend seamlessly. And what the large language models are doing is they're looking around for other people who've already done content on Caliente Ranch. Now, Tubok's a very small town, but somewhere, somehow, ChatGPT has pulled this language or is extrapolating. And the problem with the tool is the extrapolation part. It may or may not have homes that blend naturally into the landscape in Caliente Ranch. I have to check that. I have to check that right now. So that's what I have noticed about AI. But and writing scripts. However, it just did pull out a massive scene thing. It even told me what to use, a drone. It could theoretically be saving me hours of time, just depending upon your level of experience and where you're at as a human being. For that, I deeply think that writing scripts and things like that, like something more complicated that you require ideas for, I'd give this a 10 of 10. It's a great tool for that, John. Maybe you need to get clever about the way that you're putting in words, but great tool. Generating ideas and topics, I feel like we kind of just covered. Would you agree? Okay. Yeah. Number seven, drafting legal documents. We certainly haven't talked about that yet.
You
lead into this.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Jesus Christ. Okay. We're going to skip past that. John's the one who put this topic here. He probably the AI. Write the description for the show.
I got these in general. I got from various websites. I don't agree with everything else. It's probably written by AI. I think that's an area that could get you into some really hot water very quickly.
Agreed. If you're going to use something to go to a website like LegalZoom, where they'll charge you a pittance, but they could take responsibility for the result. So I would not use AI to draft legal documents personally. I would absolutely take the shortcut of going to LegalZoom or something similar and spend a few dollars or a membership fee and get my documents templated by them, no problem. I would do that in a heartbeat. Number eight, summarizing long documents into short abstracts.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's great for that.
So do I. Let's move on. Number nine, translating emails and texts. Hit me with that one, John.
Well, I think we mentioned that in the first half of the show. You know, if you've got a strong Spanish-speaking population, it's not, you know, it will make mistakes. I've got a lot of experience in websites in multiple languages because my other business, and WordPress is really strong. There are some technologies, some specific plugins. TranslatePress is one that we use a lot, but then we don't recommend Google Translate. We utilize another language system. It's called DeepL, I think it's called. And we've got a agency plan with DeepL, and we found it does a better job than Google Translate. And we use that quite successfully with a number of clients.
Beautiful. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I pay $20 for a master ChatGPT license. For that $20, I get access to ChatGPT-4 and I get lots of interesting things. Right now, I've just gotten a complete script, including ideas for what was wrong. I said, give me an idea for a real estate marketing video. And they took it to mean real estate, like real estate marketing for you guys. I meant real estate marketing for me. ChatGPT didn't understand the difference. But it doesn't matter. I got a cool idea. Great. But I will say this. It's a very good tool for shortening a lot of different timelines like for real estate agents, and I will probably cover some of the ones that I do like. And I will show you what you get for your $20. For many of you, that $20 would be the greatest savings that you're ever going to find inside your career as a real estate agent. You could save yourself the money for a high level creative resource. You could do any number of different things. You can get an idea simply and put forward, including voiceover ideas, scene fours. This could shorten the timeline dramatically, even using services like Fiverr. You could save yourself so much time and money. I don't have words for it, depending on where you're at with your career. But if you're brand new, ChatGPT could be worth tens of thousands of dollars for the $20 that you're spending per month. That I love ChatGPT for. I love it for that, especially for those of you who are brand new. Now, last but not least, translating emails and texts to John was absolutely correct. Enhanced customer support. Talk to me about that for a second. And we're...
Well, it's not as bad. It's not as bad as the legal thing. But what I mean by it, folks, is that this is going to apply to all chat on your website. Basically, this was pushed. There are some specific services aimed in the real estate industry. I do get a lot of flow by having a chat, but it's one of my team that answers, or it's mostly me that answers. It pops up on my computer, so you get a reply from me. When it's automated, I know what this is going to be used for. I know how it's going to be pitched in the real estate industry. It's already been pitched in the way I thought it was going to be pitched. I think it's a particular. This is only my view of it is be a bit cautious about this because the fundamental thing, just be a bit cautious. But if you're on the road and it could stop a client, it could get a client's details and so you then can ring them up. You know, it swings around abouts. But I'm just a little bit reluctant in this area by the way it's been talked about and pitched. If you know what I mean, Robert.
I do. Doing chatbots for customer support, I've experienced more than I've built. I have hated every single one with a burning passion that defies my ability to communicate it to you on this podcast. I always
want to keep it semi-clean, don't we?
Oh my God. I hate it. The second I figure out I'm speaking to a bot, and big, huge companies now have like your online experience, like the first minute or two, all served up by a chatbot. And even though it's reasonable because they're usually asking a set number of questions, I hate that too. Mm-hmm. So, and when I have found people actually trying to do collaborative like customer service through a chatbot, most of the time they've lost my business instantaneously, regardless of the personal cost to me. I don't care. You're going to put me on with an AI bot or something like that? I'm sorry. F you. Okay? So I would say for those weird humans out there, and I'm not alone in this. I may be a little unique. I don't think I'm the majority. I think I'm 10 to 20% of the world. Unfortunately for all of you, though, I'm the 10 to 20% that has means and you don't want to piss me off if I'm your customer. So I'm going to tell everybody listening to the show, hey, listen, use that with an incredibly high degree of confidence. I would say use it only if you're absolutely positively stuck and you have no other choice whatsoever and you need some kind of customer service.
And it's been really pushed by... I'm not going to name names because I just don't want the aggro, but it's been really, really pushed. AI, this particular area, has been really pushed hard, isn't it?
By every single major real estate marketing company out there. You don't have to name names. They all are doing it for the most part. There's only a couple of exceptions. So you and I can remain the anachronist that we are and go, we wouldn't do this. you know, everybody listening to the show, decide for yourself. But if you're a major broker, maybe you've got to consider chat AI because you don't have $5,000-$10,000 a month to do proper customer service across a very large database. And certainly in that case, you need to look John up, Jonathan Dinwood at MailRite. You can just Google that, or Robert Newman, or Robert at inboundrem.com, to get some creative ideas about what your other solution might be. Because honest to God, you're probably going to lose customers. But if you don't care, if you're doing property management, as an example, property management might be an area where I would reluctantly consider this, because so many renters have such time consuming and minor questions that you'd have to have a way for them to get to you for major property damage like considerations. But all the random stuff that people ask, like, why wasn't the hedge trimmed correctly? Yeah, you don't need to put a real live human being on the phone for that, in my opinion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up the show, and I'm going to say I have some high hopes for voiceover technology. I have quite a few people in my database already using voice samples to create complete and total accurate voice translations on top of video scripts using AI-related tools. I have a client, a guy that I'm consulting with, who I have massive, huge respect for, that has talked to me about this extensively. His name is Joe Maniusse. He's one of, in my opinion, only in my opinion, a top 10 digital marketer in the U.S. The reason nobody's heard of him is he's in Tallahassee, so which is a small market, super small market. So he's just doesn't have an outside. He has a very big reputation in a very tiny, teeny tiny little marketplace. So there's all sorts of people who are thought leaders inside real estate who are starting to use AI applications like that. Now, the one that I'm most excited about that we are very close to doing is a complete and total representation on video. You can already do deep fakes. The only reason that I'm not talking about them yet is that they're a little too time consuming to produce properly for real estate. Like if you're doing a montage where you're going to get 2 million views on and you're using a famous person. That all makes sense based upon the result. If you're trying to do, I want to take you, John, out of a video, but I want to produce video for your site kind of thing, but it's for a little real estate market, it still hasn't quite caught up to us. Yeah, that's fine. But we're not that far away. We're really close. Yeah. And the minute that we get there, instead of worrying about plagiarizing every other human on the planet, what I'm super excited about is being able to take all of my clients who don't want to get on film and being able to use this to potentially at least put the feet in the water as it relates to leveraging video correctly. What you actually say, you got super excited.
Well, I'm just thinking, can you surrender this for a virtualized video version of me, Robert?
I use you as the foil to my comments.
Can you imagine it? It's like a weapon against Russians. You could use it as a virtual weapon, couldn't you?
Don't get me even started. I'll start singing Sting to you. All right. ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap the show up. I think we've said a lot of good stuff. There's a few other areas that I'll have to research a little bit deeper before I say them on live on a podcast format. AI is very high on my list. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get off this show and I'm going to do an AI video for Inbound REM, and I'm going to talk about ChatGPT. So for those of you who are just maybe my followers that listen to the show, go over to the YouTube channel. You'll see something coming from me on that. YouTube channel being, you can just Google Inbound REM on YouTube. You can Google Inbound REM and find out how to reach me. You can also do robert@inboundrem.com if you'd like to email me. Just go to my website. You'll find all the info about me and everything else that you ever didn't even need to know right there. John, take it away, sir.
Yeah, and if you've got any questions, we'll try and answer them on live. And join us on go to the MailRight YouTube channel or go to the MailRight Facebook page. And like I say, we do this show religiously every Thursday at around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'd love for you to join us. We've got any questions for Robert or myself, we're, like I say, we'll answer them during the show. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the MailRight Show today as we talk about, we start to dig into these AI subjects. We're going to tackle another show next week where we'll talk, what did we decide? And it's going to be how we can properly apply. What was the subject?
It will come to me. I can't remember it at the present moment.
We're great, aren't we, guys? We come up with it super hot. He'll look at the video notes and come up with the subject matter. But next week, we'll also be talking probably about the proper application of AI.
Oh, and using AI in SEO in a more concentrated focus.
There you go. How you could do it. Click through. CTA is a great place to start. Metadata is a great place to start. Very small, specific things where ChatGPT is literally taking from hundreds of possible examples and mixing it up slightly, which the simpler things it does, that it does very well. So I'm excited to get into that, how you can use it, where is it efficient to use, can you use it for SEO? The answer to these questions is oftentimes yes, but only in very specific tasks. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. John, turn us off.